How do you make the shift from being a buddy to being a supervisor? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I'm going to talk about a follow-up to a previous leader feeder that we did that talked about the leadership progression model, or the pyramid. I got a lot of feedback from viewers saying that, in their opinion, their frontline leaders are considered buddies right now, and they want to know what step can they take to move from that bottom rung of the pyramid, that bottom level, up to at least being a supervisor. And if you recall, I talked about how at the buddy level, the person often hasn't even embraced their leadership role, and therefore they haven't even decided that they like being a supervisor or that they could live with being a leader of their team. So let's talk about three strategies for leaders to move from being the buddy to being at least at that supervisory level. The first tip I have is to embrace your leadership role. A lot of people, when they first get promoted, kind of play it tentatively and are not sure whether they really, really want to be a leader. So I think the first step for a frontline leader is to say, you know what, I've accepted this leadership role, I have to embrace it. And my team needs me to be their leader, not to simply be their coworker and their buddy. So I got to step up to my leadership responsibilities. Number two is to challenge your team and challenge yourself, really, to see if you can help the team improve its performance. Teams want to win, and your job is to help them start to see what it takes to win the day and even win longer term and move the needle forward. When the team feels good about its accomplishments, you can feel pride as a supervisor for leading them in that direction. Number three is like being a leader. Now, this is starting to stretch from that supervisor level to maybe even thinking about being at the hero level in our pyramid. And I want you to start to get a kick out of getting results through other people. Because remember, before you became a leader, it was all about the work you did and what you accomplished. And now you got to feel pride about the work other people are accomplishing. And if you get that sense of positive feedback to yourself about seeing other people succeed, you are well on your journey to getting a lot of goodwill out of your leadership relationship with your team. Enjoy seeing people grow and develop. Take it as a sense of pride when you see people step up their performance. So these are three tactics that you and your team can do to move from being at the buddy level in that leadership progression model up to at least the supervisor level. And once you've figured out how to cross that threshold, you're going to want to work on some of your other leadership capabilities. And of course, that's where we come in. Whether you have your team participate in our virtual training through our virtual training studio, or you want us to come on site and deliver products or services in person, we're here for you. We want to be your partners in leadership excellence so that you can have an organization that retains talent and maximizes performance.